Welcome to Legally Uncensored. I am your host, Demetria L. Graves, certified family law specialist with offices in Pasadena, California, in Beverly Hills. Thank you for listening. I want to say I'm extremely excited. I completed season one of Legally Uncensored, and I must say I learned a lot. So thank you so much for listening. Thank you for your questions. Thank you for your topic suggestions. Thank you for your support. It all means so much to me. I also invite you to email me at info@graveslawfirmca with any topics you may have now, any questions you may have that you want me to cover on Legally Uncensored, or anything else you want me to know. I do invite you to do that. Also, I can be found on Instagram at Legally Uncensored, Twitter at Legally Uncensored, and Facebook at Legally Uncensored. All platforms, I will consider your questions, consider your topic suggestions, and all that great stuff. So I'm extremely excited to come back with season two and very excited to share with you everything that I feel is necessary or to cover the topics you all feel are necessary to help you navigate the wonderful world of family law as we know it for the most part. Again, I am located in California, so I can only help you with those matters as it pertains to California, but it is my hope that we also introduce other attorneys that can help us navigate other places as well. And again, this is more of a place to receive resources and information about the family law world. But if you have specific questions about your specific situation, I always encourage you to seek legal counsel and get the assistance that you need. So this season, I want to continue to give you all of the information and tools that I feel are necessary to navigate the family law world and do it in the most interesting way possible, because I know sometimes the subject matter can be a little dense. So bear with me as I try to make it as interesting as possible. So what are we going to talk about this episode and why are we going to talk about it? So I wanted to talk about legal custody. We hear a lot about physical custody in terms of where the kid is going, our children are going to live, which parent they're going to live with, what parent is going to have what visitation and those sorts of things. But we rarely get into detailed discussion about legal custody. So today I wanted to talk about what it is, why parents may need it, how to get it, what are some of the deciding factors that the court will consider when awarding it, and then if necessary, can you change it? So, you know, in the media lately, there have been a lot of stories that, in my opinion, indirectly relate to legal custody, right? So that was another reason that I wanted to kind of discuss it, because I'm seeing it over and over again in the media. So one of the bigger headlines that came across my desk last week was the Kanye West controversy with his minor daughter having a TikTok video. So he posts on his page, what does he do about this? Because he doesn't agree to his daughter having TikTok. That is a legal custody issue. Because their daughter is a minor, that would be more of a legal custody concern. Although, you know, she does have the right to freedom of speech and all that great stuff. She does, but she's still a minor. So parents still can make decisions about social media, having social media accounts, what children say, should they even have social media accounts. So the dispute that Kanye and Kim are having, I don't know if Kim is having the dispute, but Kanye's objection to his daughter having a TikTok page is a legal custody issue. Another really big issue as we still navigate the COVID era is do we vax our children or do we not vax our children? And then if you don't vax, what does that mean in terms of schooling? And do they go to in-person school? Are you homeschooling? So there's a lot of issues to consider with that. So there are a lot of parents that are first in line for vaccinations, and there are some that are still very hesitant. So again, that is a legal custody issue. And then another one that is not as much discussed as the other two is, should we travel during this time of COVID or should everyone wait? And if one parent wants to travel with the children during the COVID period and the other one is like, no, 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 children shouldn't travel during this time. Again, that is a legal custody issue. So with that framework, I wanted to talk about what is it. I kind of explained that to you with the examples I laid out, but why is it important, how to get it, what the court considers, and then how to change it. So legal custody is essentially the decision that parents have to either jointly make or one or the other parent makes as it relates to legal decisions for children. As I mentioned in the Kanye West example, TikTok or no TikTok, let's just say social media or no social media, the decision the parents would have to make in terms of vaccination or no vaccination, the decisions parents make in terms of where the children go to school, the doctors that they select, the dentist that they select. So typically speaking, in a perfect world, the court would want the parties to talk about it and decide amongst themselves where their children are going to go to school, the therapist they're going to use if there's a necessity for a therapist, the dentist that they might need, if they're going to have braces, eyeglasses, all of those decisions. Typically speaking, parents talk about it, decide, and then that's that. So what happens and why it's necessary is for decisions as we talked about, right? So Kim Kardashian says yes to TikTok. Kanye West says no. So the court then has to step in if we have two parents that aren't agreeable and decide if the parties have joint legal custody, then typically speaking, if one parent says no, there has to be some type of tie-breaking authority or it just doesn't happen. So in these cases, in terms of vaccinations and Kanye West, I don't believe there's been a court order as to joint legal custody. If so, they would be talking, there would be some indication of tie-breaking authority, if any, or quite frankly, then the child just doesn't have TikTok. So that's typically how it works. So, but the court is going to, so how do you get it, right? So if the parties aren't getting along, and as we've seen, it doesn't look like at this particular moment that I'm recording this podcast that Kim and Kanye are getting along. So typically speaking, you go to court and you say, "Hi, court, we're having this issue. We need to have some guidance on legal custody." For a majority of the cases, the courts like to have a situation where the parties share joint legal custody, and it doesn't really matter if one parent has a majority of the custody or if one parent, you know, only sees the kid one or children one weekend out of the month. The courts still like to have joint legal custody or try to get there if it's possible and in the children's best interest. So if you have a parent that's out of town and, you know, not always easily accessible, the court might say, okay, I'm going to give you joint legal custody, but I'm going to give the parent with primary custody the tie-breaking authority. So typically what that means is the parents are still required to talk, but in the event that there's a disagreement, then one parent will have the ability to make the decision. And a lot of times that happens where there is high conflict, or when one party is not really responsive to the inquiries of the other party, or when the court just believes to decrease any tension between the parties, it might be best for one party to have sole legal custody. But it is more popular and more favorable, in my opinion, that the parties have joint legal custody. And yes, it can be changed because, as I mentioned, the courts might start with joint legal custody. But if the court sees that there are extended fights between the parties or one party is just making the situation more difficult or it's not really helping or in the children's best interest, the court does maintain the authority and what we, you know, in the legal world, jurisdiction to say, okay, this isn't working, so I'm going to give A or B tie-breaking authority, or A or B will just have sole legal custody. And so kind of how does this look and what do you do basically? So I'm going to use Kanye West as an example. So he went to social media and instead of, from what I can gather, again, I don't know Kanye West, but from what I can gather, he is using social media as a platform to navigate his divorce. And if you listen to some of my previous podcasts, I never advocate for putting your disputes on social media, because in my experience, I've learned most people don't care. They are amused by the drama, but people don't necessarily care and aren't there to navigate the process with you. So for starters, it is unclear if Kanye tried to do this, but if you've listened to my previous podcast, I've always said, I think it's really important to go to the other party and say, hey, I have this concern. In this case, I do not believe our daughter should have TikTok, and have that conversation. If that conversation is unfruitful, then it's probably time to involve your counsel, and then counsel do what we call meet and confer. That's just a fancy way of saying talk and have a discussion about how the parties can navigate that. So a lot of times parties do come up with a way to, you know, come to an agreement. It might be she only posts on the weekend, or the content has to be approved by one of the parties, or whatever agreement the parties come up with together, which would be ideal, right? So if the parties have talked, that is unsuccessful. The attorneys have talked and that is unsuccessful. The next step is typically one of the parties will file a motion to the court to request legal custody, right? So in our Kanye West situation, I think Kanye would say, hey, this happened without my consent. I might need legal custody. I'm sure Kim Kardashian might say, hey, you know, I didn't necessarily do this without his consent. Our daughter wants to do it. It's monitored, so forth and so on. So in that case, the court is going to clearly read the motions and the declarations and the information from both parties and then make a decision in terms of what is in the minor's best interest, right? So which party is going to be more supportive of the other party, more supportive of the other party's position on whatever the legal custody issues may be? Is the court going to be happy that Kanye West is taking this to social media? No. But is he wrong? No. It just makes it for a more complicated situation, especially considering that their kids will eventually be on social media, may it be now, may it be later. It can have access to all this information. So it doesn't make for a great argument for Kanye. However, I'm sure Kim, and I'm using first names just for the sake of our discussion, but I'm sure that she will be using that as a factor as to why she might need sole legal custody to make those kind of decisions. Or the court might say, hey, I've seen everything that's going on. I don't like it. I'm going to give you both an opportunity to work with joint legal custody and we'll see what happens. If the court feels that one party is not facilitating discussions or just causing havoc just to cause havoc, then the court might say, okay, if this comes back to me, then I might have to make a decision, as we mentioned, either joint legal custody with tie-breaking authority to one party, or one party might get sole legal custody. And that can be challenging, right? Because then if you lose, legal custody, then the other parent makes all of the decisions. Or the court can say, you know what? You have joint legal custody to everything, but I'm going to give one party sole legal custody for one issue. So sometimes that can be one party has sole legal custody for education or sole legal custody for social media or whatever it is. So the court can do an array of legal custody awards to the parties. But again, this is something that the parties should try if they can to work that out. But there are many ways for the court to decide how they're going to do it. But a lot of times, as I mentioned, the court is going to try to get to joint legal custody, just like they try to get to joint physical custody, and see what happens. And then from there, the court can modify that if necessary. And even if the court awards sole legal custody or whatever to one party and the other party later down the line decides that things have changed and the parties are on better terms, the court can always go in and change that determination that was previously made. And so a lot of times people think that the court will make a decision as it relates to if kids can have TikTok, if they can be vaccinated. And a lot of times what I have seen is the court won't make that decision, but the court will allow either the parties to make that decision or will grant legal custody to one or the other party to make that decision. I've seen that a lot with vaccinations, that the court's not going to say your kids need to be vaccinated, but will say, I'm going to allow one or both of the parties to make the decision. And if the court feels the other party is holding out just for the sake of undermining the other party, then the court might say, okay, this person gets to make the decision. Especially as it relates to the children not being able to go to school or whatever hiccups may be caused from not being vaccinated. Or some parents might both decide that the kids don't need to be vaccinated. So whatever the situation is, I've seen a lot of times the court will say, I'm not going to make that decision right now. I'm going to, one, allow the parties to make it together, or I'm going to give the authority to one or both of the parties to make that decision. So, and this also goes for traveling. So a lot of people are holding off on travel. And so some parents feel that children shouldn't travel, and that causes a legal custody dispute because one party feels as long as we are wearing our masks and following protocols, I do want to continue to travel and that sort of thing. So the same process is used. Like, what part are the parties talking about it? Is one party just attempting to undermine the other party? Is there some type of compromise that can be made, or does one party need to have the decision-making authority in that? So as we have seen, or have seen in this episode, legal custody can be really tricky, and there's still a lot of gray areas in kind of what's going to happen and how the courts decide. And at the end of the day, judges are people too, right? So kind of how they feel about some of these things will come into play. Of course, they're not going to say that. And most of the judges in my experience have been pretty fair and reasonable about this. But it is still challenging. There is a gray area. And as I like to say, that's why it's extremely important for the parties, even if you don't like each other, to at least attempt to come to some resolution together or through your counsel before going to court. Because once you get to court, you have no clue what's going to happen. You might think you have the best case ever, only to learn that the judge disagrees with you. So it's always a toss-up when you go to court. So with that said, I want you to understand that legal custody is an very important aspect of the custody discussion, the custody dispute. And if you are ever in a situation where the court has to make that decision, you want to be in a position where you show the court that you have talked to the other party, you have tried to resolve it, and what specifically your concerns are. Not that the other party doesn't want to do what you want to do, but what specifically are your concerns and how can the court help you resolve that? So I don't want to see you on social media trying to get to the other party to make that decision. Please take it off of social media and understand that the court is paying attention to all of that. And you don't want to be in a position that you lose legal custody because you're not doing what's in the best interest of your children. Okay, so that is everything legal custody. Again, I am your host, Demetria L. Graves. This is Legally Uncensored. I can be reached at info@graveslawfirmca.com and all of the social media platforms at Legally Uncensored. So thank you so much for listening. Welcome to season 2. And until next time, have a great one.